This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm just going to go ahead and say this. You all can think of me what you will. I watch Downton Abbey, and I like it. There. Now you know. The show is in its last season this year, set in 1925, and there's a plotline that could have been ripped from the headlines of today. A heated debate about hospital consolidation, and a debate that turns out it's historically accurate. Jenny Gold from Kaiser Health News has the story.
If you're not a Downton fan, and even if you are, a quick plot recap. It's 1925 at Downton Abbey. Think flapper dresses and cocktail parties. And a big hospital in the nearby city of York is making a play to take over the tiny Downton Cottage Hospital. Violet, the Dowager Countess of Grantham, has a rather strong opinion on the matter.
The fact is that the Royal Yorkshire County Hospital wants to take over our little hospital, which is outrageous.
The 1920s really begins the golden age of medicine.
That's healthcare historian Howard Markel, who runs the Center for the History of Medicine at the University of Michigan. He says early 20th century hospitals didn't really have much to offer. They were pretty much 8 to 10 bed open wards. But soon, all sorts of new technologies came on the scene.
So you need X-ray machines of all kinds. You need a chemistry laboratory. You need blood banking laboratories. And you need special operating rooms.
And those cost money. So cities started to build bigger, grander hospitals. And those started to absorb the smaller, less modern hospitals around them, which did have some benefits, as Lord Merton from Downton Abbey points out.
If we form such a partnership, our patients would have access to more modern equipment, to more advanced treatments.
The situation is not all that different from what's going on today. Kathy McDonald directs the Stanford University Center for Health Policy.
I think it's been since about 2010 that there's been sort of an uptick in terms of consolidations. There's different forms of consolidations. There's, you know, hospitals acquiring hospitals. There's hospitals looking to be acquired. There's different types of alliances that happen. And there's, in terms of like how many there are, there's, I think, about 100 a year right now.
That's twice what it was before. But this time around, it's not about technology. It's about finances. Hospitals are starting to get paid based on the quality and efficiency of the care they provide instead of the quantity. Actually, tracking that quality turns out to be really expensive for hospitals. So bigger hospitals are starting to hoover up the small ones so they can do it as a group. So the debates continue, now as then. And true to form, the indomitable Maggie Smith, as the Dowager Countess, tells us exactly what she thinks about all this so-called progress.
For years, I've watched governments take control of our lives, and their argument is always the same. Fewer costs, greater efficiency, but the result is the same too. Less control by the people, more control by the state.
So whose side are the experts on in this Downton debate? Here's Markel.
Personally, I love Maggie Smith and have loved her since I was a young boy. So I'm on her side as a fan.
But he adds, the other side is probably right. McDonald agrees. Still, it's hard to argue against the Dowager Countess.
No, she's firm. She knows. I agree. You can't argue against her.
There are plenty of Downton fans who say the whole hospital plot line is kind of a snoozer. Maybe no surprise, healthcare policy wonks love it. I'm Jenny Gold for Kaiser Health News and Marketplace.